You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
You are on 95 BFM, and we have got Ruby White in the studio. Morena, Ruby, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, it's lovely to have you back up here.
I thought you were going to sing along to that Rip Shit song there.
Oh, you thought I was just like cracking into a little tune
at
the end.
Wow, we're really getting into it here.
Nah, I've saved that up. One day I'll accidentally leave the microphone on and you'll all hear my studio karaoke that goes on behind the scenes. Before I forget, congratulations to Steve. You have won the movie pass. We'll be in touch with how and when you can pick that up. I believe it's after the 5th, so next week you can come up and grab it. But back to Ruby, how's it been going? We're talking about Small Fry.
Yeah, it's been going good. Yeah, busy, just getting everything ready for the event on Sunday.
So just remind people who might not be familiar, what is Small Fry?
Small Fry was a cafe that I ran at Tetuhi Art Gallery in Pakaranga for a year. And we shut down in 2018, and we've brought it back just for this weekend to do a little fundraiser for the Australian bushfire relief.
Which is still a very, you know, important and ongoing situation across the ditch. It's kind of had its media moment, but it's not, you know, gone away necessarily, eh?
No, not
at all. So what made you want to put a bit of support behind this?
Well, I'm Australian, and when the peak of the bushfires were kind of happening, I was overseas, so I felt really far away and like helpless. And so when we got back, I was like, okay, I should put on an event.
Do something.
And also, it's been ages since I've done a cooking event, so it's a nice way to do two things at once. Yeah.
And the other thing as well is that, as we were saying, because the fires have kind of stopped somewhat, but they've also had their media moment, people aren't necessarily giving as much fundraising towards the recovery anymore.
Yeah, and there's still lots of stuff to be done.
It's kind of hard to know like how far the devastation's gone, like years to come, you know.
It's gonna be a big one.
But
it is kind of a win-win situation in that you'll be raising some funds for a very good cause, but also people can pop along and have a very tasty sandwich. And I like the idea that you've got colour block sandwiches. Talk us through these, Ruby.
I don't know. I just had a vision of doing colour block sandwiches.
I'd like to imagine you had this dream where all your sandwiches were red or something.
Yeah, I just thought it would be a really fun thing to do, like, aesthetically. Originally, I'd kind of been thinking along this, like, conceptual line of, like, the colours and the blocks being, like, you know, we're all these little pieces of a puzzle that, like, fit together to, like, try and help this situation. I don't know, it was kind of just a bit ridiculous.
Conceptual,
I like it. Conceptual,
yeah, mainly it was just like a fun idea that I wanted to do.
So how are you colouring them? So you're making, I'm gonna butcher this, focaccia. Italian bread.
That
fluffy Italian bread.
I like focaccia because it's for sandwiches, because it's so like soft but crispy on the outside. So it's all about like the fillings. The bread's like air.
The bread's like air. I like that.
So each bread is going to be red, yellow and green, and they're all going to be like naturally coloured. So the red one's going to be beetroot and smoked paprika.
Oh, yum.
The yellow one's turmeric and safflower, which is like, safflower's a bit like saffron, but like the lesser cousin. And the green one will be spinach and matcha.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then the fillings will kind of be colour coordinated.
So what are the fillings?
So the red one's got like a semi-dehydrated tomato that's then been like sitting in roasted garlic oil.
Whoa, yum.
Yeah.
And then, oh, that sounds mean. How do you semi-dehydrate a tomato? That's my question.
You just, you can put them in the sun or you can put them in the oven and just leave them there for
on a really low temperature.
It's like a sun-dried tomato, but just I don't want to do it till it's totally dry. Right. I want them to be kind of still juicy.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And then that comes with like a smoky hazelnut and almond butter, pickles.
Oh, yum.
Red kale.
Red kale?
Yeah.
Where do you source red kale?
One of our sponsors for the event.
Oh, nice. Good plug.
Micropod NZ. Yeah, they do like these micro herbs and one of them is red kale. And so I wanted to use that.
Fantastic.
It's got a nice flavor and a nice color.
It's red.
It's red, the yellow one's got like a roasted pumpkin, a saffron, labneh. Labneh is like a strained yogurt cheese.
Yogurt cheese, I like that.
It's very good. It is very good. It sounds a bit weird. I think when you, if you've not had it before and you're like, ooh, yogurt cheese. It sounds awful, but it's so very good. Tasty.
I didn't actually realize it was yogurt cheese, but I know what it is. I've eaten it before and I've seen it and it's white and, well, it's not going to be white in your one because it's got saffron in it, but I didn't realize it was a yogurt cheese. So there you go.
You can make it at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just buy like yogurt and then strain it in like a cloth.
Oh, yeah.
In a bowl and like a sieve and then that will... you've got Lavna.
Make your own.
Oh,
Lavna.
That's it.
Yeah. It's just making it really, really thick to the point where it's like stiff.
Cheesy.
Yeah.
I see. What else is in that one?
Macadamias, parmesan, burnt butter.
Ooh.
Some like slaw thing.
Yum.
Yeah. Yes. And the green one's got chimchurri eggs. So it's just eggs with like a parsley and coriander, garlicky herb thing.
Yum.
Toasted nori seaweed. Yeah, I can't remember, but things.
I good see stuff. Here a good zucchini stuff. Goat feta whip.
Yeah,
whip?
Yeah.
Whip.
Yeah,
whip.
If you go onto the event page on Facebook, the whole menu's there.
Yeah, it looks fantastic.
It does look fantastic. And you've got some other cool sponsors as well. Coffee Supreme is doing some coffee for you, and Phantom Bill stickers have been helping you out. So shout out to those people.
Yeah.
And also, Micropod as well. And the good oil. There's some good people supporting a very good cause.
Yeah.
So is it just going to be you whipping these all up?
Yep, it's just me. I've got like a small team of good friends that will be helping on the day. It should be really fun. Mm. And yeah, everyone should come along.
So it's at Chairs, which if people don't know, that's the...
Coffee Supreme shared workspace on Great North Road.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... If you Google Map Coffee Supreme shared workspace, it should come up, which is
so nice and easy, nice and close to here at least.
Yeah, it's super close.
And when is this happening?
On Sunday.
Sunday
9 till 3.
Sammy, that would be a very good day. 9 till 3 Sunday at Chairs, which is the shared workspace on Great North Road. Thank you so much for popping in, Ruby. It's lovely to chat to you this morning.
Thanks for having me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.